Let's go to Dan in New Jersey, and he's got a question about electromagnetic fields. Are you there, Dan?
Yes. Hello, Dr. Marshall.
How you doing?
Okay. It's a pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you.
First off, I want to thank you for the terrific service that you provide to the community at large via your broadcast.
Thank you.
And it's been a real help to me.
Good
but
deal.
Every time you touch on this subject, I always get the tail end of it. But I want to tell you that I've been imprisoned with this problem for over 10 years. I've been diagnosed as having electromagnetic sensitivity disorder.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the conclusion was, my best bet was to let off on vitamin C and calcium. Well, that didn't work too well.
No.
Originally, I was diagnosed as having mercury toxicity from the mercury fillings.
Oh, yes. Yep.
But I had those taken out, and I still had the same problem.
How old a man are you, Dan?
Well, I'm 53 now, but this started in my early 40s.
Okay. Well, what kind of work do you do? Are you around electromagnetic fields all the time, or no?
Actually, I work a job now that keeps me away from.
Okay.
From
but
that.
At the time of the onset, were you were you sitting at a computer all day? Were you doing anything that gave you an extraordinary exposure? Do you have heavy use of a cell phone or anything?
Well, when it first started, yes, I was a chauffeur, I really couldn't tell the clients to not
shut
to
the phone
cell
off.
Phones,
sure.
Right?
Yeah, of
and
course.
We also had dispatch phones in the car, so I had to let go of that job.
Well, what you can find, I think, number one, is that there are a number of ways to convert the chaotic, potentially harmful electromagnetic fields to fields that are harmless, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's step one, because you're not going to step out of these fields. In addition, if you call the order line, you'll find there's a number of devices that can be used to help the body. There are certain minerals that are very helpful, like tektite, which is a meteor that has literally no moisture and is almost like glass, but yet it seems to have an extraordinary ability to prevent magnetic field encoding onto living tissue. One of the things that we've discovered is that when you're exposed to scanning electromagnetic fields, a microwave tower, a scanner at the supermarket, a scanner at the airport where they go over your body, any of these kinds of scanners emit very powerful electromagnetic fields that if you're sick or weak in some area of the body, it can actually encode it. And from an energetic standpoint, it reverses the behavior of that site on the body. In other words, normally your body has several hundred of what I would refer to for quick simplicity as little energy suckers. They create a vortex that rotates counterclockwise, and they're looking to draw in beneficial energy from the environment. When they're hit with these scanning fields, they actually can rotate the other way and emit whatever energy comes to them from the body. Oy, yay, yay. And so this process can be, you can protect the body from this process, and that's probably one of the best things you can do. I spent 3 days with a medical doctor who has been investigating cell phones for the government, Dr. George Carlo, and he himself has become sensitive to these and was very impressed with the cell phone protector that we have developed that at least appears to prevent the disruption of cell-to-cell communication. In fact, we're going to do some studies to prove that, because all we have now is a theory. But it certainly appears to work. And I think you're going to need to begin to alter the field around your home, around your work, and even around your body, so that you can get a chance to recover the strength and health where your nutrition can really begin to work as it should. And, of course, I would consider, contacting the order line, chat with them, or even go and see a QRA practitioner, because they can test you, They can show you that X, Y, or Z works, and rather than guess to see what's going to work or not work. Okay?
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for your call. Thanks. Bye now.